score for everything. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Inflation with its biggest yearly increase since 1981, 9.1%.
Prices at grocery stores across the country are up more than 12% over a year ago. We are seeing sizable price increases for just basic staples that are in everyone's kitchen. Eggs up 33%, milk up more than 16%, coffee up nearly 16%, while meat and fish up about 8 and 11% respectively. Not on here, but I think also notable in the report, butter and margarine, it's also up more than 26%. Food industry insiders don't see food prices coming down dramatically anytime soon because energy and labor costs remain high.
Lydia Hu with Fox Business. President Biden issuing a statement while traveling in Israel, reading in part, today's report shows that what economists call annual core inflation came down for the third month in a row and is the first month since last year when the annual core inflation rate is below 1%. Arizona's Republican Attorney General has asked a court to lift an injunction blocking the enforcement of a law that bans all abortions except when the life of the mother is at risk. A former CIA programmer has been convicted of committing the largest theft of agency documents in the history of the agency and giving them to WikiLeaks.
In 2017, WikiLeaks published what it called the Vault 7 leak and released documents that contained descriptions of CIA hacking tools, showcasing the agency's ability to hack Androids and iPhones, even smart TVs, turning Samsungs into listening devices. 33-year-old Joshua Schulte helped create those tools, and he was then charged with handing them over to WikiLeaks.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, the jury in his first trial deadlocked. Schulte represented himself in this trial, saying he had no motive, and hundreds of other people had access to the data. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another choice for Americans looking to get a COVID vaccine. The FDA has cleared Novavax shots for adults. The vaccine is a more traditional type than the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. The U.S. Navy ruffles feathers in China over maneuvers in the South China Sea.
Sailing the guided missile destroyer USS Benfold close to islands under China's control in the South China Sea. The Seventh Fleet says it's upholding rights, freedoms, and lawful uses of the sea. China says it owns most of the waterway, a key global trade route. But not so fast, says the Philippines, Brunei, Malaysia, Vietnam, and Taiwan. They lay claims to the region as well. In response, China orders the Benfold to leave the area, saying on its defense ministry website, its troops in the area on high alert at all times. Such operations are considered key to the Navy retaining its presence in the Indo-Pacific as China has grown through its massive shipbuilding campaign. CJ Papa, Fox News.
A former Boston police officer who was beaten more than 25 years ago by colleagues who mistook him for a shooting suspect will be the city's new police commissioner. Michael Cox, who is black, is currently the police chief in Ann Arbor, Michigan. He'll take over as commissioner next month. Delta Airlines says it's seeing on-time performance improve after a rough time between mid-May and the end of June.
CEO Ed Bastian says Delta has pulled back its schedule in July and August and is planning to hold off on additional growth for the rest of the year. He blames the problems on Delta pushing itself beyond its capabilities. Bastian says Delta's performance in July so far has been back in line with 2019 levels, with fewer than 1% of flights canceled this month so far. Delta made a profit in its recent quarter. It's been able to make up for higher fuel costs by raising fares, though Wall Street was expecting even stronger earnings for...
That's Fox's Jeannie Cassola. The Dow lost 208. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.